It's a given that many people don't use money wisely. They don't save enough, run up too much debt, and make poor investment choices. Behavioral economics, the study of how people handle their money, provides insights not only into why people do what they do, but also how they might change their behavior. Turns out there are some surprisingly easy ways to change for the better, Steve Tripoli reports.
When it comes to saving, the foundation of personal wealth, behavioral economists say people really want to do more. But a common behavior gets in the way. We put off what doesn't need doing this minute, not seeing that the small cost of procrastination today piles up over time. The few hours involved in setting up a savings program are often enough to trigger our procrastinating impulses, says Harvard University's David Labson.
The problem is that enrolling takes a lot of time right now, maybe 3 or 4 hours of reading complicated documents, going to the enrollment office, etc. And in the here and now, we're busy, we're overwhelmed, and we're not thinking about a retirement event that's going to occur 20 or 30 years in the future.
We often believe we'll have lots of discipline in the future, say behaviorists. We're going to lose weight, quit smoking, or save. But the future never arrives. So behavioral economists set out to get around procrastination. The University of Chicago's Richard Thaler got an insight from the fact that most Americans build wealth passively through Social Security, home equity, and pensions that grow with little active effort.
The way I think about it is we start by taking these human flaws like inertia and procrastination and flipping them around by creating a situation where doing what we're best at, which is nothing, will eventually get us to saving.
Thaler and his colleagues designed Save More Tomorrow, or the SMART plan, and got several companies to try it. The basic idea is simple. Instead of making workers sign up for a retirement plan, something that takes active effort, the SMART plan automatically enrolls them and deducts savings from each check. It takes an active decision to drop out. The results were dramatic. In one study, the number of enrolled workers jumped from 49 to 86%. Some companies saw participation rates rise above 90%. Thaler and his colleagues tinkered with the idea and found a few more behavioral triggers.
So, for example, if there's somebody there who can fill out the form for the employee and take it and deliver it to the right place, that will help. If the employee has to send in the form all by himself or herself, then that's just one more thing to procrastinate about.
Thaler and others discovered that people think of saving more today as a sort of pay cut, even though the money's going into their own pockets. So some SMART plans have another behavior-skirting device for workers.
They're invited to increase those contributions when they get their next raise, because we've discovered in many experiments that people are much more sensitive to losses than to gains. They don't like to see that paycheck go down.
By committing future raises to saving, money they won't miss, Thaler got some workers to triple their savings rate to 11% of income. And once saving gets going, the behavior that used to hurt helps. People's natural inertia keeps them from dropping the plan. Is all of this a subtle form of coercion? Behavioral economists respond that companies choose what options to offer whenever they offer workers savings plans. They're just trying to influence the options. And anyway, they say, workers are always given a clear way to say no. Once they've got people saving, behavioral economists have a whole new battle with how people invest. The first problem, says Harvard's David Labson, is that we tend to be a little conceited about our investing skills.
People view themselves as special. People view themselves as more likely to succeed. And that can naturally lead to many problems because we're all not better than average.
Problems like chasing hot stocks. Remember the technology bubble? Or just trading our stocks and switching between mutual funds too often. A University of California study showed that active traders don't only fail to beat the market, they often generate fees and taxes that severely damage their returns. There's also a seeming behavioral paradox. Investors can be too timid and too reckless at the same time. They're timid in pursuing gains and reckless in trying to avoid losses. A pair of coin toss experiments by Harvard behavioral economist Richard Zeckhauser illustrate. We tried them ourselves a while back and duplicated his results. The first offers players two choices: a coin flip where it's heads you win $100, tails you win nothing, or you can sell your chance to flip. What would you sell that $100 or nothing coin toss for? Here are some answers we heard.
$40.
Probably more than 50, somewhere between 50 and 100.
$40.
Oh, I don't know. Like $20 or something.
I'd say it'd have to be something like $40.
The typical answer is about $42, even though on average you'll win $50 in that toss. People timidly take a sure but modest gain rather than a larger one that entails more risk. Zeckhauser's second coin toss deals not with gains, but losses, and here too he found signs that people do irrational things. They'll risk more than they reasonably should in order to avoid a small but sure loss. So, what do these coin flips say about investing? They say to watch out if you're consistently timid in pursuing gains, perhaps by sticking long-term savings in a low-interest money market account, or too reckless in avoiding losses, for instance by not selling a bad investment on the hope it will bounce back. These behaviors relentlessly chip away at your returns, says Richard Zeckhauser.
If you're giving up a little bit each time you make a decision, you're making a big mistake. The idea is that people focus on their microscopic utility. How am I going to feel this minute rather than how am I going to feel at the end of an hour or a day or a year?
Do that with money over a lifetime, say the behaviorists, and you'll end up with a lot less than if you'd taken the better but less comfortable bets. For NPR News, I'm Steve Tripoli.